The story of Prague Castle is a permanent exhibition at Prague's most famous site, covering its magnificent thousand-year or so history, from its architecture to the lives of the Czech kings. But this week, a small new exhibit was added, one that will be of most interest to those passionate about jewelry. Around 30 items in gold and silver dating back to the 9th and 10th centuries, in other words, the early medieval period, have been put on display. The pieces are estimated as being worth tens of millions of crowns, but from the perspective of archaeologists and historians, they are, of course, invaluable. All, from tiny earrings to ornamental buttons, were excavated from an original 9th century burial ground uncovered at Prague Castle near the historic riding school. Excavation at the site began in the 1970s and was completed in 1987. But remarkably, the jewelry has never before been publicly shown. At the opening on Thursday, I had a chance to discuss the history of the jewelry with archaeologist Jan Frolík, one of the main organizers behind the exhibit.
This graveyard is very important for the beginnings of Prague Castle as a center of the Czech state. That means for the beginnings of the Czech state too. The graveyard was excavated in the 70s and 80s of the last century and consisted from 141 graves with 148 buried people. This graveyard was very rich in the jewels. It is the richest collection of the jewels from the early medieval cemeteries in the Bohemia. The jewels are from the three parts. One part are the imports from the Great Moravian Empire, that means for the very important sites like Mikulčice or Rajhrad. The second part is very important for the beginning of the Czech jewelry, because it is probably the production of the jewelry workshop working in the era of Prague Castle, using the Great Moravian techniques, but independent motifs on this jewelry. And the small third part are the imports from the very far countries. There is one piece probably from the Byzantine Empire, that means from the area today Greece of Turkey.
What are some of the techniques from the Greater Moravian Empire? How would you describe those?
It's a very fine art consisting from the very small pieces of the gold and silver. And these techniques are partly forgotten today. It's impossible to produce exactly the same pieces of jewelry.
What were motifs that were typical for jewels in the area of the Prague Castle?
There is some extraordinary motif that is a motif of a small horse head using on the earrings. It's unknown from the other locations.
The pieces may strike many as impractically tiny, but specialists say they were used the same way we'd use them today, as earrings or circlets in one's hair or to adorn one's clothes, albeit in their case, usually only on special occasions. Of course, only few in the early days of Prague Castle and Bohemia enjoyed the luxury of such items. Many of those found with the items were women and children who once belonged to important families. Jan Frolík again.
These jewels was used by the members of families, of the members of ducal group, that means some ducal warriors, the servants of the dukes, that means the people which were building the early Czech state.
Now, were these items found at all of the graves or just at some of them?
No. They were found in the two thirds of the graves. About one third of the graves was empty in finds.
What does that tell us?
It's very difficult to say, because in fact the rest of the family was not generous or agree with the giving something into the grave. Probably some of the people were Christians and Christianity wasn't agree with the giving the gifts in the graves. But it's very difficult to identify the exact motif in every grave.
You mentioned Christianity. There were some Christian symbols as well on some of the jewels.
There are some Christian symbols. There are globular buttons with crosses. It's very difficult to study it and this graveyard because we are not sure if these Christian motifs means that there are the Christians in these graves. It could be very nice pieces of jewelry not understood as a Christian motifs.
If there are questions over who was a Christian, says archaeologist Jan Frolik, there's comparatively little doubt over who were pagans. Some of those buried who died in childhood were adorned as warriors in battle dress, which he says is unusual. Others were found in their graves with ritual objects, in one case, a bag filled with human teeth.
On the opposite side, we have one grave with pagan person. There were buried an old woman with the human teeth, with a group of the human teeth.
She may have been something like a witch or a shaman?
Probably like this witch or shaman, but we don't know the details about the processes that we use these teeth.
This research began in the 70s, ended in 87. Why has it taken until now for these objects to go on display?
The excavations in on site was finished shortly before a year 1989. There were heavily changed in our country, and the director of the excavations, Lieutenant Smetanka, was moved to the faculty to teaching archaeology. And after many years, we are going back and continue in this elaboration, and I really proved that I was invited to take part in this elaboration.
How does this fit into the larger exhibition? I know you're not the curator, but obviously it's an important element.
I'm one of the authors of this exhibition. That means the part corresponding with the archaeology, and was chosen this part of archaeology of Prague Castle, and there was a possibility to show the unknown jewelry for the people. Then we tried. It's very valuable, and I hope that the material, that means gold and silver, will be very interesting for the every of the of the visitors, and then there is some text which explaining the importance of these things.
In fact, with all there is to see at Prague Castle, it could be easy to overlook this rare display or not recognize the items in their case for their true value. But anyone interested in jewelry, from those motifs of horses' heads to the buttons with crosses, will be intrigued, if only to wonder about those who once wore those items in Bohemia's early days.
And that edition of The Arts with Jan Wellinger brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio Prague.